haunters of the pest. While a nurse is side the best, then a fella in a vest lights up a biff there. The next thing that I hear is you can't smoke that thing in here, and I'm praying that me name gets called out swifter. The bag falls out his spleen as security intervene, and the fluid starts to make the way towards me. I remember thinking right there, this has got to be a nightmare, and again I'm praying, please somebody call me. Everything here is free. To me left, there's a lady nicked for theft of 1,000 pay cassettes behind the counter. A science say that's bleak, but that's a third attempt this week. Then another unwell freak says not to doubt her. When glancing to me right, two men are standing to a fight. Then I ask if one's alright, cause he looks great. And someone says that's just a sight, these bastards do this every night. Then they pass out and they do it every day. Take a stance, it's clear they haven't got a chance in this dystopian bromance of Tory rule. With the eye to privatise, they want an NHS demise, as we watch with open eyes and look like fools. As we sit here looking on, getting sicker one by one, soon the old lot will be gone the way I see. But for now I'll have to stay, because there's nothing I can say. I've nearly been in here a day, 24 hours in A&E. 24 hours.